Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.
Most men imagine their wife to be something that she is not. And it's not anything like you might first think.
Like Adriana Lima.
Some sort of supermodel type, sure.
Yeah, the Victoria's Secret model.
There was the Victoria's Secret fashion show earlier this week. Everybody was talking about
it. Oh, were they? Who was everybody?
Everybody.
Did you catch it?
Me?
Yeah.
I was working.
Victoria's Secrets, I did not hear a thing about that. We clearly follow different people on Twitter.
Clearly we do. Clearly we do. Well, believe it or not, most men do not imagine their wife to be a Victoria's Secret fashion model. Most men, 52% of married men, imagine their wife to be dead.
Whoa.
Are you kidding me with this?
No. Do you know what? I think I get it.
I've thought about
it a little bit.
Okay.
Well, because I think
then I'll tell you what a relationship expert says about
it. Okay, good, good. I want to hear that.
Okay.
I think that it's part of when you really love someone and you really love that person, you can't help but think, oh my gosh, what if they weren't here? What if I lost them? And then that makes you have this like kind of a deeper love for them. I remember being a little girl. How twisted is this? I remember being a little girl, and if my dad was away on a trip or something, I would go into his closet and smell his dress shirts and his, so I could smell his cologne and the newsprint. He worked at a newspaper. I could smell him. And then I would think to myself, like, what if he never came back? And it would make me so much more appreciative and loving of him when he did come back through the door. Does this make any sense whatsoever?
Actually,
I don't know if it makes sense. I just know that's how I felt.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Jennifer Campbell. Relationship expert.
No way.
That's exactly what the
Is
relationship
it?
Expert Ooh. Says. Because you imagine by imagining they're dead, it gives you a deeper sense of gratitude for them actually being here.
Like, it's not like you want them to be dead or that you, but you just have that horrific kind of that, oh my gosh, what if that happened? And then you're like, oh, I'm so grateful and thankful that they're with me.
Yeah. So guys, today, at any random point during the day, just imagine your wife is dead and it's okay. It doesn't make you weird.
Does it make you weird if you go in the closet and smell the shirts?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Does that make you a little weird? I felt a little weird when I was doing it.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.